I think my most memorable learning experience should be the time that I'm preparing for my TOEFL examination. Because you need to really understand a lot of subjects and handle all types of questions of the that will appear in the examination. And I get really hard time and a lot of dedication to the TOEFL examination, but after all that procedure, I still think that English is the thing that I get very interested in.
How does she prepare for this exam?
I have classes outside, and also I take a lot of time to the self-study, self-learning, and I do lots of exercises on the online and also offline by buying some exercise books. Yeah.
Which part do you think is the most difficult one?
The oral practice, because we often speak Cantonese or Putonghua in the mainland China, so I don't have much experience or to say opportunities to practice the oral part. So that is also the lowest marks of my TOEFL examination.
So you said you are interested in learning English, right?
Yeah.
Why are you so interested in it?
I don't know, just interest, and also because I'm a member of the English debate, so I need to really get great involvement in practicing English.
You mean in the debate team at Sanger School or at university?
Both.
Both. Okay.
Yeah.
So why did you join the team? Why do you want to?
I think it's quite challenging because you need to debate and also you need to be used in English. And for myself, I like those kind of the training of the critical thinking ability. And also, I can't really tell why I love English, but it's just one of my incentives to do so.
So you are studying in a university in mainland China, right?
Yeah, yes.
Do you use Chinese or English to learn there? Do you use English or Chinese to learn in your school?
Chinese for both.
So when you come to Hong Kong, how do you feel about it? Because you have to use English, right?
At the first classes, I think it's a little bit hard to get adjusted because it's not so familiar to hear all the lessons in English. And yeah, I'm trying to get better.
And then which part do you think is the most difficult one, like writing?
Yes, because you need to get down your paper notes while you are still listening and try to understand what he is saying. That's quite difficult. And I often forget what he's talking about when I'm writing my notes.
Okay. So do you have any memorable English reading experience?
I think that should be reading the BBC news. Because, as I said, I was a debater, so I need to get in touch with what is happening all over the world. And one most convenient way is to read the BBC News. And there are lots of a variety of topics in it, and very convenient because we can download an app at the cell phone.
So usually, what kind of news would you read?
Actually, all kinds that will show up in the BBC paper. For example, the international politics or something that might happen within a small area, but it's quite enlightening of the people's story. I will read those too.
So you are studying business administration, right?
Yes.
Do you think English will be important in your future?
Yes, of course, because I think that BBA and also many jobs related to BBA requires a lot of international vision, and also some of their jobs will have the requirement for you to learn English well.